Yes, it's Gardening Talkback time, and I'm joined by Judy Sharp. Hello, Judy.
Hello, Amanda.
Good to have you here. Now, we've been talking about other things today.
We have.
Off air. So I don't even know what you're going to talk about, so let us know.
Right, okay, I'll let you know. Do you want me to say it now? Or?
Go for it.
Okay, we're going to talk about agapanthus. We're going to talk about planting poppies on Anzac Day. We're going to talk about gladioli's. We're going to... Enough?
God, keep going. That's
okay,
if we get lots
so
of
calls. So we're going to talk about winter vegetables, and we're also talking about getting your spring bulbs.
Okay, so plenty to talk about.
Oh, I think so.
Agapanthus.
Yes, it's time to divide the overcrowded agapanthus and replant them. It's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that our listeners have been cutting back the dead flowers, because some people are lazy and they just leave them there rotting. So if you have done that, cut the dead flowers off and then divide the agapanthus if you want to spread them out. Sometimes, Amanda, they get very overgrown.
Right.
So it's time now to do it ready for Christmas.
So when you're pruning them, you cut them right down to the bottom?
Yeah. Sometimes you might need to dig up a clump and cut them off and spread them.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So they grow sort of all out from the one?
Yeah, they do. They do, yeah. A lot of roots on them, though. But, yeah, no, they're not a big, tall growing plant, so naturally they don't have huge roots, but that's what to do. I would normally just dig up the whole clump and split them up, you know, because sometimes I've seen them laying out the front of people's houses when they split them, because people will drive past and pick them up and won't waste them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea.
If you haven't got anyone you want to dispose them to, just, you know, put them out in the front footpath and put a sign free.
Fair enough. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, it is.
Now, so are they no good for the winter?
Oh, they don't flower in winter. They'll
just spring.
They'll grow. They'll spread. They'll grow all right. But no, they won't flower again now till coming up to Christmas.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, next you've got, you want to talk about poppies for Anzac Day.
Oh, yes, I do. I know I've talked about this a few times now, Amanda, but what we need to remind the listeners of is even though they've prepared the soil, we hope, they've put some poultry manure in or got nice fresh soil, but on Anzac Day it is traditional to actually plant the poppies.
Right.
So they have prepared, we hope, and Anzac Day they're going to plant them.
How long do poppies last for?
Oh, no, they're an annual. The ones you're going to plant on Anzac Day are an annual. Yeah, so they only grow for a certain time.
Now, that's what I mean. How long do they grow for normally?
Well, you know, they're the ones with the lovely long stems and all different coloured flowers. There was a lovely gentleman that used to grow a poppy called Spring Song, and unfortunately he did pass on and no one kept the seed going. And he and his wife used to get up before sunrise. Why do you think they did that, Amanda?
What, but to plant them?
No, the ones that were growing and just about to flower.
To watch them open?
To stop them opening.
To stop them? Why?
Because the bees would cross-pollinate and they wanted to keep theirs safe and big and not being cross-pollinated by the bees.
So how do they stop the bees from pollinating? Just run around flapping about?
No, because the bees aren't up, remember?
Right.
They're up before dawn. They were up before dawn. And so they got an elastic band and they'd walk along and think, now that red one's been a good poppy, huge. So I'll put the elastic band around it, close it up so the bees can't get in.
Oh, and it didn't ruin the petal of it?
No, not at all, no. Because when they were doing their planting, they would get that particular one along the row that had been bound up.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it?
It was, and they were very keen to do that before dawn.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's sadly because no one continued it. Very sad.
That's a shame. Well, is it something that people could do now, or is it done and dusted?
You can't get spring song poppies anymore.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So what sort of poppies can you get?
Oh, you can get a lot of different poppies. You know, the seedling companies grow a lot of different varieties, so that's not a problem, but they're not as strong a stem as the spring song were, And also the flowers aren't as big. But it's still nice to grow them.
Yeah. And yep. then and you can pin one to your shirt for...
No, it's not the red one. It's not the red ones.
It's not the red ones.
No, no.
Oh, what do I know? I know nothing.
We're doing the annuals.
Okay. So, yeah, an annual. Well, are you talking in code? Because when you say annual, I'm thinking that you're talking about just a poppy that you plant once a year. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but the red ones, they produce all the time.
Oh,
not
okay.
all the time, but they grow all around.
Right. Okay. Yep. I thought a poppy's a poppy, but there you go. Clearly
no,
not.
There's different ones, different ones.
Don't ask me about gardening. Jeez. All right. Well, we've got Irene on the line from Brightwaters. How are you going, Irene? How can we help you?
Yeah, going well.
Good.
I wanted to thank Judy for her advice regarding my finger lime.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Irene.
Yeah, I grew a finger lime and it never fruited. You explained to me to put on some sulfate of potash and I have finger limes.
That's so wonderful good.
Stuff. Thank you, Judy. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Irene, for the call. I really appreciate the feedback.
Yeah, look, it really worked. And, of course, through the harvesting of the finger limes, I've managed to give some to my neighbours. They think it's fabulous.
There you go. Well,
look, Judy, a question. Can I prune this tree now? I mean, it's about 10 foot tall.
Oh, look, the only thing is, Irene, I'm a bit worried about you pruning it now when we're going to get nasty weather.
Right.
Yeah, so perhaps maybe wait until the spring.
And can it be pruned, Judy, or would I destroy, you know, the branches where the blossoms form now?
Well, you could do so. That's probably what might happen. Whereas, you know, I'm growing a lime tree, just a citrus lime.
Yeah.
And mine needs pruning badly because of the citrus leaf miner.
Right.
But I'm not going to do it now with the cold weather coming.
Right. And, Judy, should I also fertilise this finger lime with sulphate of potash? I'd love to have some more in the coming season.
Of course, yes, definitely. It's in a pot, isn't it, Irene, from memory?
No, it's in the ground.
Oh, it's in the ground. Okay.
Yes.
No, look, I'd wait. Wait till you're going to prune it and then start the sulphate of potash again.
And pruning, what, it should be about August, September, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, about August. You know, say you're giving it plenty of time to grow and to fruit.
Yes, okay, fine.
Okay?
Yeah, okay. Look, that's great. And I just wanted to thank you.
Well, we really appreciate that, don't we, Amanda?
We do. Yeah, thank you so much.
You know, it's nice that we get feedback and know that I haven't given anyone the wrong advice.
No, I waited 10 years and your advice has, you know, given me some wonderful stuff.
Oh, excellent. Thanks for the call, Irene. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Judy.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Next, we've got Lynn from Thornton on the line. Hi, Lynn. How can we help you?
Hi, I have a lemon tree in a large pot and its leaves are going yellow and it's not doing very much for me at all.
Right, okay.
What's happening?
Well, Lynn, it's in a large pot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you got curly leaves on your lime or your lemon?
Some of them are a little bit, yes.
Well, I've got a lime in at the moment that I'm very disgruntled with, but it's got... It's got citrus leaf miner on, and that causes them to go yellow.
Okay.
Yeah, so, look, I've been spraying mine with pyrethrum, which generally works, but it hasn't this time. So I would suggest to you, if it's really bad, that you get some malathion and white oil.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all right.
The other question I'd like to ask you, if you don't mind, are you watering that pot every day?
Yes.
Right, okay. Well, you're covering all bets?
Yep. I think it's... Watering is good. Mind you, it's not sort of growing very well. It's still quite smallish.
Right, so, okay.
But we did use really good potting mix. It's in a nice position.
It's in the sun, is it, Lynn?
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Okay. Look, what you need to get now is sudden impact for roses.
Okay.
Now, that sounds a bit strange, but you see, roses and citrus like the same pH.
Right, okay.
And that's what I give mine. I just give it a handful of sudden impact every now and then.
Okay, sounds that's good.
Sudden impact for roses. So don't let anyone talk you out of it because it will do the job.
All right. Thank you so much, Judy. That's great. I'll go and get some of that.
Okay.
Thanks for your call, Lynn. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. And we've got Wayne from Lake Munmorah on the line.
Hello, Wayne. What could I help you with today?
Hi, Judy. Long-time listener, first-time caller. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. Why haven't you rung before? You mustn't have had a problem.
I've been nervous. Always said, oh, I'll let the girls talk.
Well, don't
but
worry, Wayne. Don't you
today.
Think...
I have a lemon tree that's been out the front lawn in the front garden for about 15 to 20 years, and it used to produce heaps of fruit.
Right.
Now, it doesn't produce much fruit anymore, and I noticed a fungal spot growing on the trunk.
Right.
And it gets overtaken with a stink bug all summer, and they're hard to remove because they wee on you and you get an orange stain on your skin. So I'm just wondering if that's causing it not to fruit.
Look, that could be the case, Wayne, but I best run you through it. Are you fertilising it twice a year?
I put a handful of blood and bone on it whenever we get a big storm coming.
About every month or so,
I'll get a handful of blood and bone on it. I just use the generic fertiliser from Bunnings.
Right, okay. Well, a good citrus food twice a year would help. And it's in the ground, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not in a pot, it's in the ground, yeah.
Okay, so what you need to do, you go out under the drip line, you know where the tree's canopy is?
Yep.
And you water there first, and then you put the fertiliser on, and then you water it in.
Yep.
You got that?
Yeah, I do that, yeah.
Okay, so...
we're going to put a bit of tension.
Oh, what sorry. Happened then?
Sorry?
You're all right, I've got you, I'm listening, yep.
Yep, okay, so you're not fertilising like that, are you, at the moment?
No, I just spread it around freely, yep. And it gets a hard cut back once a year too.
Right, okay, and you've got stink bug problems as well. Tongue-tied,
oh,
I am.
Oh, problem, yeah. I try hand-picking them off, hosing them off. I've got a lime tree in the front yard too, and that cops it, yeah.
Yeah, well, Wayne, watch out because
they come back.
Yeah, but you know what? They will sting you badly.
Yes.
Yeah, so we need to cover that also. So I'd like you to get some malathon and white oil. And that will eliminate the scale, but also hurt the stink bugs.
All right. The stink bugs go during winter. They're mainly a summer thing.
Yeah, but get it
I'm
ready.
I'm trying to get it to fruit.
Yeah, okay. But you've got to fertilise it more than you're doing. But certainly you've got to get rid of that scale as well.
All right.
Okay, so I've given you a few jobs there to do today, Wayne. So I know you're a good listener, but maybe give us a ring back and tell us if you've been a good boy and you've done what I said.
All right, if so, I'll do those things and hopefully I'll get some fruit next year.
Okay, that's a good idea. Thanks for the call, Wayne.
Thanks, Judy. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. And we've got Carol from Vasey on the line. Carol, you've got a question about poppies.
Yes, I was given some poppy seeds some time ago, but I was never sure when to plant them. And when Judy was saying to plant poppies now, are you talking about an advanced plant or are you talking about seeds?
Oh, honestly, Carol, you could do either. But, you know, you'll have to... Have you ever grown them from seeds before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So, you know, just don't... When you put them in the ground, don't cover them too much because they'll fight their way to get through. Or,
right.
You know, even do it on a... Have you got a little trough or something you could propagate them on?
Yes, I do.
Oh, right, okay. We'll do it that way. Then when they shoot their little heads up and they're happy, maybe then replant them out into the soil.
Right, okay. So is this the time of year when I would do the seeds as well or should I have done them earlier?
Look, you can do them now, Carol, but a little bit earlier wouldn't have hurt if you wanted to plant them out on Anzac Day.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for that. They're a double petal that, you know, someone gave me the seeds of, and I've been really wanting to put them in, but I wasn't sure when to do it.
So Yeah, I know we've talked about poppies before, but I don't think I covered seeds, Carol. I do apologise.
No, that's fine. I just thought while you were talking about it today, it reminded me to ring and do something about it.
Okay, good luck with them. Give us a ring back and let us know how effective you are.
Okay, thank you very much,
Thanks,
Judy.
Carol. Bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Now, you wanted to talk about gladiolus.
Gladioli.
But didn't you say it's spelled U-S?
Oh, well, I just tried to trick you.
Did you?
Anyway, they've finished flowering, obviously, the gladioli, and gladioli are corms. Corms. And they can be lifted now they've finished flowering, and stored. So it's a good time now. Don't leave them in the ground to rot.
So you store them?
Yeah, you store them in a dry place, you know, in your... not in your bathroom, not in your laundry.
Lounge room or something?
Yeah, and maybe, you know, in the garage. Might be a good idea, don't you think?
Sure, if you've got a garage.
Now, don't make it difficult for me there, Amanda.
Sorry.
We're digging up the gladiolis.
Right.
And we're storing them.
Okay. And that sounds good. Now, that's all we're doing with those?
That's all we're doing with those. Oh, well, then... You know, when a couple of months go past, we will give them a hint when to plant them.
Okay.
Yeah, but we won't confuse them today.
Don't confuse them. Don't confuse me, please. And also, you want to talk about wintergrass.
Yeah, wintergrass. Do you know what that is? In the lawn?
Oh, some kind of grass. I don't know.
Well, it's a cute little grass. They're little tufts.
Oh, are they the little ones that just sort of stick out random bits?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And they've got little white heads on them.
Yes.
Yeah, so they become a problem. They'll take over your entire lawn. So now when you're seeing them shoot, now's the time to get some endothel and spray the wintergrass. Don't wait, because all of a sudden that's all you'll have. Because what happens, Amanda, they, after a certain time, they die down, but they've made a hole in your grass.
Right. I have a feeling that we had that at home there for a while. I'm pretty sure my husband put vinegar on them.
Oh, we may have.
I don't know if that worked or not.
Well,
in patches.
Check up with him so we don't give our listeners the wrong steer.
Yeah, it could have. I'm not the gardener, right? Neither is he, really. He just has a go.
Vinegar. Okay, that's well, right. We'd like our listeners today to get some endothel.
Endothel, okay.
Endothel.
To NURFM 103.7, this is Gardening Talk Back with Judy Sharp. And, Judy, the next thing on our list is winter veggies.
Winter veggies, yeah. And I know there'll probably be some available in the supermarket.
Mm-hmm. Any in particular that are...
Yes, everyone looks for cabbage and collies. And a silver beet at this time of year. So it is time now to plant your winter veggies if you want to grow them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And how long do they normally take?
Oh, you know, they'd all take a different time. But with the cauliflowers, you have to be very, very cunning and clever. What you do, Amanda, you get the leaves off the plant and you tuck the leaves over the white head.
Right.
Yeah, and wrap them up in it.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, the white head doesn't come out white. It comes out a bit discoloured.
Right, so it's protecting the...
Yeah. So we're putting a bandage over the cauliflower.
I like it.
Yeah, it's cute, isn't it?
It is cute.
Yeah.
Okay. And lastly, spring bulbs.
Okay. Spring bulbs are probably going to be circulating out in the stores and that now. And there's a secret to buying spring bulbs now. We're talking about, you know, tulips, hyacinths,
mm-hmm.
everything that comes out lovely in the garden at that time of year. But they need a couple of weeks in the fridge.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that do?
Tells them they're under the snow.
So they grow better in colder weather.
Yeah. Well, that's when they're propagating.
Right.
So spring, remember, sometimes comes on the heels of a cold winter.
Yep.
So the bulbs are under the ground. But what you do, you put them in your crisper in the fridge and let them feel the cold before you plant them.
Oh, that's great. And it then is. They come up nice and beautiful.
They come up because I think they've been under the snow. There's a but.
Mm-hmm.
So many people that put them in the crisper forget to get them out.
I thought you were going to say, well, eat them by mistake.
No. They just, it's just to trick them into thinking they're under the cold.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So put them in the crisper and make sure that you get them out.
Take them out.
That's right. All right. Well, some good advice. And we'll catch you in a couple of weeks because next week's Anzac Day holiday. So no gardening talk back.
No. Thank you very much, Amanda, for your help.
You're welcome. See you next time, Judy.
Bye.
Bye.